That's where my brain got skied. Not by shrapnel, but by what I saw. And so as I lay there on that beach that day, the people were running by. I didn't see them as defenseless bathers on the holiday. To me, they looked like the enemy running messages to and fro. That's when I reached underneath the beach blanket. I pulled out my M16. I sat there looking around. Estelle was gone. She must have gone for some hot dogs. I stood up with that M16. There was some old retired cop on the beach there, working on the beach patrol. He came wheezing over to me. He said, "Hey, son, what are you doing with that on the beach?" I stitched him up before he could even clear leather. I stitched him right across his ponderous belly. The other bathers looked. They saw what was going on. They said, "My God, it's a madman." But to me, it sounded like the enemy shouting commands for regrouping, for beating us on our flanks. So I just kicked that thing to full auto and I held it down. I cut it down. Yes! Remembering my eyes glazed, unknowing, I stood there smelling the quartite, feeling the heat of the barrel, until everybody at the beach was silent. And then I took careful aim and blew away the volleyball. I knew that I had to get back to my unit, back to my group. Just then a bus pulled up of senior citizens out for a day at the beach. To me, it looked like a tanker. To me, it looked like an armored personnel carrier. That's when I reached into my picnic basket and pulled out my bazooka. I put that thing on my shoulder and, buddy, I let fly. That bus flipped upside down. There were orthopedic shoes everywhere. The smell of burning noxzema in the air. As I stood there and went around mopping up, one by one, I'd take care of the twitches. And then when I was out of ammo, like we used to say in the French Foreign Legion, "A la bayonet!" And so I skewered bather after bather. Until finally I sat back down on my blanket, trembling with sweat. My eyes cleared, and suddenly I realized what I had done. I lit a Camel with trembling hand, and sure enough, Estelle came stepping over the bodies, holding a couple of dogs with a soda balanced between her elbows. She looked at me, she looked around, she said, "Having a bit of a setback, are we?" I said, "A bit." She said, "Here's your dog." I said, "Thank you." She said, "You want some oil on your back?" I said, "I would like that. Yes, very much. Thank you." And so we figured the best attack, rather than run away, rather than look guilty about it, we just stayed there, figuring we could make believe that some madman had come to the beach, cut everybody down, and we escaped miraculously unscathed. So we went back on the blanket, and I was reading the paperback for a while, but I finally said, "Estelle, let's get out of here." She said, "What's the matter? Can't you stand the sight of what you've done?" I said, "No, the buzzing of all the flies is starting to get on my nerves."